Praise God.
Praise God.
But when Jesus walked in the house with him, she couldn't say a word.
Amen.
The Lord had arrived.
Amen.
And her mouth was stopped.
Amen.
When you walk with Jesus Christ, no one can stand before you. And no one can stand against you.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
You have to put Jesus first. First. Foremost. Above all things. I was telling somebody today, you know, the most amazing thing to me, I've been doing these revivals now, this revival, this is my 16th straight message. Yesterday was my 15th, so this has got to be my 16th.
Two Sundays.
What?
That's right.
16th straight message. Alright? That I have preached. 16th time preaching. Alright? And God has supplied. God has supplied. Alright, I've been here since Sunday. Sunday we got here. Amen. I've been preaching here since last Sunday. I haven't had one moment of computer withdrawal. When you live on a computer 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, practically for years, and then all of a sudden you just poof, you get off of it, man, that's worse than kicking cigarettes. That's worse than giving up booze, man. It's easier to get off cocaine, I think, than that. I mean, once that computer gets in your bloodstream, you just got to get on there and shoot them up, bang, bang. I mean, you just can't let those things get away from you. You got to go kill those suckers, man. Amen.
Amen.
Isn't that right, man?
Yes.
It's hard.
Yes, sir.
Huh? I bet you played computer this week, haven't you?
Maybe once, twice.
Yeah. Well, there's a problem. You go over there and get on that old computer, you be over there and say, I'll be home in a day, then, honey. And his wife turns around and says, yeah. Then she goes over and tells her mother, yeah, now I know what you mean by being a computer widow. 3 o'clock in the morning, he comes dragging in after playing just for a little bit on the computer. It's addictive. It's fun. It's addictive. Well, I haven't touched a computer in all week long, and I haven't missed it a bit. In fact, I've had more fun serving the Lord than I ever did playing on a computer. And I want you to know, there's not a video game I have ever played, and I got most of them. But if I don't have most of them, I've got access to the rest. Amen. And there ain't one I've played yet that is anywhere near comes to what I've been playing now.
Amen.
Now this is the sixth day. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
Of this revival.
Yes.
The sixth day. Tomorrow is the seventh day.
Amen.
Tomorrow is the seventh day.
Amen.
I think I'll rest tomorrow and let God take over.
Amen.
All the way.
Amen.
Tomorrow is the seventh day. That is the day that God rested from all his works. Amen.
Amen.
In Hebrews it says we are to rest from our works as God rested from his works. Well, if I rest from my works, does that mean then that God is going to move in a way he's never moved before?
Amen.
Awake, O Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord. We've seen the Lord this week heal gout. We've seen him heal deafness. What else? We've seen
bladder.
We saw him heal a bladder problem with someone else. And what else did you say? Color blindness. We saw the Lord heal a man who was colorblind. You ought to see that guy now. He's so confused he doesn't know what color he's blind anymore. I love it. I praise God for it. Go over there and First he got healed and he's, wow, what's that color? Wow, what's this color? Oh, wow, what is that color? And he's looking at cereal boxes and he's amazed. That's gold. I never knew what gold looked like. If you love the Lord, say praise God.
Praise God!
I'll tell you what. Serving the Lord is great.
Amen.
But why are people afraid of it? Why are people afraid of it? You know what? Because they got to give something up. People don't want to give them anything up. They want to hang on to their little garbage things. They want to hang on to their pride. They want to hang on to their toys. They want to hang on to their gods, their idols. But I'll tell you what, if you want to feel and to know the real living God, you've got to make a decision to give it all up.
Amen.
Give it all up. Now, does that mean you throw your wife in the garbage can and kick your kid in the transpose heap pile out there? No. Of course not. It's the other way around. You throw the kid in the garbage pile. No. Love the Lord, say amen.
Amen.
What you do is you put Jesus first and you make a decision that you're going to walk that way for the Lord.
Amen.
And anything that's in your way, you go through it.
Amen.
Over, but you go through it or over it.
Amen.
Don't go around it. To go around it is a compromise. To go around it is a compromise. Face it head on.
Amen.
You want to defeat Satan? You don't try to get around him. And you don't try to hide behind a pole. You get right out there in front of him. You walk right up to him. You look right dead in the eye. And you say, Jesus! And watch. He'll run off. He can't stand that name. He can't stand the name of Jesus. And he can't stand somebody walking in Jesus' name. Can't stand it. My Bible says put on the whole armor of God.
Amen.
Every day I put on the armor of God. Every day I get up, I put on my helmet. Helmet of salvation. It protects my mind.
Amen.
God says to have the mind of Christ. To have the mind of Christ. Get rid of the old mind. Put on the new mind. Get rid of the old man. Throw him away. Put on the new man. As a garment, put him on. Put on Jesus' mind. What was the mind of Christ? The mind of Christ was simple. The mind of Christ was always to please the Father.
Amen.
That's all there is to it. The mind of Christ. You know, you hear the terminology all the time. Well, he had a mind to go here, or he had a mind to go there. Or he had a mind to do this, or he had a mind to do that. Well, Jesus had the mind to serve the Father. Jesus had a mind to love the Father. Jesus had a mind to obey the Father. So to have put on the mind of Christ is to have a mind to obey the Father. To have a mind to obey the Son. It's as simple as that. Isn't that easy? Huh? We try to make big, deep, dark secrets of all this stuff, y'all can see, huh? We try to make deep, dark secrets of all this stuff. And yet it's really very easy and simple. To have the mind of Christ is simply to have, to be a mind to serve God. That's it. To serve God. And to serve only God. Not anyone else. Not to serve man. Not to serve a woman. Not to serve yourself. But to serve only God. And there are people out there that fool themselves. They fool themselves. They try to fool themselves into believing they're serving God when in fact they're really serving their own interests. They're trying to serve their own interests or they're trying to get their own way by serving someone else. And it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. God can see right through it. God can see right through it. You can't go around saying hallelujah, praise the Lord, just to get your own way. God will see right through it. He'll see your lie. He'll see your deception. And he won't let you get away with it because he's a loving God. He's a loving God. If he didn't love you, he'd let you get away with it. But because he loves you, he won't let you get away with it.
Amen.
He wants to put his power in those people who are going to strip themselves of their way and take on his way. He wants to put himself and his power in those people who will have his mind, and that is the mind to always serve God and to obey him in all things. That goes for you, it goes for me. One of the biggest things the Lord has shown me these revivals are going to do is there's going to be a separation of the people. That people won't even have to come to these tent meetings. People won't even have to come to this tent meeting for the anointing to have its effect. Whatever town I go into, this is what the Lord has shown me. And let those scoff who will scoff, and let those believe who will believe. God knoweth.
Amen.
Whatever town I go into, God is going to send his angels into that town, and the people will be divided. The line will be drawn. And those people will be, there will be those that will come out for the Lord, and there will be those who will go over to Satan. And it doesn't matter whether they're a church or not. Doesn't matter whether they're in a church or not. God's going to move on. When we take this tent down and we leave out of Marshall, God ain't leaving.
Amen.
He's going to stay right here.
Amen.
And he's going to send. He's going to leave a host of angels here to finish the work.
Amen.
The work will be finished. And it's going to start polarizing the people. People are going to come more and more. There'll be those that will come more and more for God. There'll be those that will come more and more against God. And then God is going to do a marvelous work. God is going to be doing a marvelous work. Those, and you watch this. You watch this. And some of you know me for 17 years. Have I ever prophesied a thing that never came to pass? No, I haven't. In 17 years, if I said a thing was going to happen, it's happened. Is that right, Brother Warren?
Amen.
Well, watch this. Watch this, right here in Morrisville. Watch it. The day is going to come shortly, not too far, where you're going to see preachers in the pulpit start dropping like flies. You're going to see congregations start dying off. You're going to see people dying for no reason, because God separated them. They're going to come against the Lord. They're going to come against the Lord's people, and God's going to take them out. It's just going to be like it was in the days of the desert with Moses and those people. God's going to take them out. Now, this is soon. It's in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. It may happen before the end of this year. I'm looking for it real soon. The Lord is going to start dividing, and he's going to divide like he never has before. He's going to take these old prideful people that say that they're something that they're not, and they're running around there doing the things that, and hurting God and hurting God's people, and he's going to get mad. God is tired of his people getting second place. Because when his people get second place, that's putting him second place. And I'll tell you, God is not a second place God.
Amen.
He has never finished second place. And he always finishes first place.
Amen.
He is the first and the last. The beginning and the end and all things in between.
Amen.
He is Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Say something with me. May the Lord pour it into my mouth. To those ministers who weren't serving, you were serving him that night by working and doing that job that God called you to do, and you couldn't be here. Is that right? You want that oil? Hallelujah. Give me the oil. Lord, pour that oil out on Jimmy right now. Anoint him for that ministry that you've got. In the name of Jesus, just anoint him, Lord. Anoint him, Lord. Fill him, Lord, with that oil. I'm going to get him out of the place. Tell him what I don't want to worry in the name of Jesus. I'm not a good soul, I'm not a good soul, I'm not a good soul, I'm not a good soul. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, receive that Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. day. The Lord approves. The mighty way to pour out that oil. The might of God and the power of God is not in signs, it's in hearts. There are signs, yes. There will be signs, yes. They are for the unbeliever. They are for the unbeliever. To the believer, the sign is in the heart. It's Jesus moving and working and always having himself as that focus that you put your eyes on. Today, the power of God is when you want to run and you stop. The power of God is when you take off in one direction and you find a man waiting for you. The power of God is when you seem to go around him and you turn and there he is. The power of God is when you want your own way and then you find out you turn your way to his way. That's the power of God to the believer. To the unbeliever, it's the dead being raised. It's the blind seeing and the lame walking. And that's all important. It's all important. It is all important. It is important for that unbeliever. But to the believer, it's the word of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the salvation of man.
Amen.
True power of God lies in the salvation of your soul. My soul, the resurrection of the dead.
Hallelujah.
That's the power.
Praise you, Lord.
With the glass days, he has moved, he will move more. But in order to move, he needs some salt to move with. He needs salt. The word of God says, ye are the salt of the earth, wherefore salt is lost, the savor is fit for nothing. So he cast out the pot of the field. Tomorrow he'll pour out the salt.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Right down this way. Right down this way.
trouble finding the light of life.
Hallelujah.
And the light on this world. And you are the light of life. The Lord has opened it up. We've got a place. We're going to be in Riverton next.
Berlin.
Not next week, but the week after. Well, next week we're going to be here. And then not the next week, but the week after, we're going to be in Riverton on Route 12.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And then we'll go on the next place down Route 12. And the next place, and the next place. And I don't know how far Route 12 goes, but however far it goes, we're going to go.
Amen.
We're going to work our way and just praise our way and glorify God our way all the way down there. We're going to heal the sick, cast out devils. We're going to raise the dead. We're going to glorify and praise the living God. We're going to watch people come to Jesus Christ and get saved. And we're going to watch devils run off stream and go live there.
Amen. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. For the Lord has promised. For the Lord is faithful to keep His promise.
Amen.
Now we know, and I know how Satan operates. He will send his spies. He will send his spies. They will come. And they'll go back and report. But what they will report is this. Watch out. Those people are crazy. They're crazy. They got a mountain with them called Tiny. He will bounce you. You think Tigger bounce? Where do you see Tiny bounce? Earthquake go. The love of the Lord, say amen.
Amen.
The Lord is sending forth an army.
Amen.
And He's raising an army.
Amen.
He's been raising the army right here. Right here He's been raising.
Amen.
People have been making decisions. People have made decisions to just put everything behind them. Give up everything. And follow Jesus. Come here, girl. You're one of those that made that decision. You're going to give up the future, give up everything, and follow Jesus. Serve Him. Amen. Say something for Him.
I just want to praise Him and thank Him for everyone who's here tonight. And, today has been a rough day for me, I think. I don't know why, but tonight I got up here and I decided I was just going to move the Spirit. It didn't matter. I was just going to move it and I was going to praise the Lord because I didn't want to get lost. And so I just pray that you all will move the Spirit too and that you all will praise the Lord. And that He'll move into all your hearts.
Amen.
Finally. And that's all that you live for.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Give it to you. Oh, I have to put something in your face on a wicker like that. Thank you. Praise God. Hard sometimes when you accept it.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Warren, you got to say something to the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The praises of the people of Israel.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So let's hear some praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. week.
Amen.
Never. I mean, I have seen some things. I go through a whole list of healings and casting out of demons and a whole bunch of things. Broken legs healed. Praise God when the deaf kid was healed. He didn't even realize it. The voice whispered in the back of his ear. I mean, I've seen some power. I've seen people slain in fields. Hallelujah. I've seen them with dough not form around a meeting and rain all around it. And praise God, didn't rain on the meeting. Hallelujah. Praise God. There's been some power in this ministry in times past. Oh, there's been some power up here. Every time I used to come up yearly, every time I come up here, I was heart because there were people who, maybe like David, they screwed up sometimes. But they were after God's own heart.
Amen.
God honors us. Praise God. They wanted to believe. They wanted to know. And they wanted to do. God says, if you continue in my word, you will be my disciples indeed.
Amen.
And be the God of the truth. What?
Sets you free.
Sets you free. Sets you free.
Amen.
I am
Amen.
Free.
Amen.
Free in my heart.
Amen.
Come off as a cannon shell, and praise God, it's about time.